عن داعش من خاسم البيز the bottom line amma rabbe baba khana amma rabbi yechanim nayach lo ila adam shiyama yasafek eish esish al yalbim pnei chaveroi barabbe inolam midador ashrove midador ashrove maidach siv ובצרלי סמכו ונאסופו קורו ולא ידומו. אמר דוד לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, גלוי וידוע לפניך, שאם היו מכרים בשרי, היה דמי שויסס לארץ. ולא יעיד על אפילו בשעה שעסקים בנגוין ואולויס אומרים לי דוד ארבו עלי שס איש מסוסי במה ואני אומר להם מסוסי בחנק ויש לי חלק לעולם הבא אבל המלבנס פני חברי ברבים אין לי חלק לעולם הבא. Now let's first see Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan said at Roshe, and Rabbi Yochanan said at Halacha, Noich lo ila adam, sheyovoi al sofek eishes ish, bal yalbim pnei chaveiro barab, minolon, midudor eshrove. This is the mekoyer of the drosh, of the mekoyer of the Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan was from the drosh of Roshe. Now, what was the drosh of Rove? Ubitali, Bishvil Ishti Zu, because of my wife, Shemetchilo Chotosi Bo, in the beginning, I did a chet, Kmoi Vayiven Esatzelo. Now, when he's speaking about Basheva, he calls her Tali. Even as a tailor, Rashi in Sanhedrin Kuvzayin says, "Ki ani letzela nochain, oisai tzela hoya nochain li." This tzela was nochain, was aimed for me. That Joseph brings down the bishas yitzirasi. Gozru sheba sheba tiye ishti kediyisa bezoya. That when David HaMelech was born, Basheba was his basherta, that she is his zivik. So that's why it's called tzali. The bishvil ishti zu, that means tzali, this is mamish, a chelik of etzemei atzomai, and this was mamish, his zivik. And the tchilas hapgisha was with achet. Somchu, so an bishvil ishti, that means David HaMelech is saying, be'etzem she is ishti. She was oimed to be my zivu. And because of her, somchu v'nesofu, somchu they came v'nesofu, they came and they came together, koru v'loidomu, Im kiruni leimotsu dam. So lechayre, David HaMelech means to say that they were mevazimi, they were malbim pnei chaveirai, and we heard before that boireyach hadam, the dam leaves the person. Rashi in Tilim says. Koru v'loi domu, loi hoya domi shoysis la'oretz k'shab malbinim ponai. Aces was such a massive of embarrassment that the dam was b'ireyach mimeni. And if they would have then, they would have been k'ireyach besori, no dam would have come out. From Rava's Rosh, we see that they were Malvin Chaveroi, that it says, Kolu V'loi Domu. The Habonis Ponim was because of Ishti, because of the Chet that he had done with Ishti, with Ishtoi. That's what she called from the Drosh. But the Eisvir of Rabbi Yochanan, Noich Lelodom Sheyovei Al Sofike Shesish, or later the Shakla Vitaya, that they said that he told them, Abole Shesish Misose Bechenek, Yesh Lechelek Loilam Abo, Amalnes Mechavere, Bram Ele Chelek Loilam Abo. That is not too clear, where it says in, where it says in the drosh of Rove, ki the dorash Rove, the toivo maisa shel David ubas sheva mishelohem, that the maisa, here it doesn't say, where it says the toivo maisa shel David bas sheva mishelohem. This is very unclear where it says this in the Pasuk, that his mice is better than theirs. Now Rashi explains why in the mice was she a Sofik Eishas Ish. The Sofik Eishas Ishi, Shayoitze Lemelchemes Beis David Get Krisus Kaisav Leishtai. And the person went out to Melchemes Beis David, so he wrote her again. Gave her a get. Almanas with a tonight. She'im yamus she'tei megereshes ma'achsho. That if he will die later in the Muhammad, so the gereshin should be chal from now. V'loi tizoke k'liyobo. V'chol oison hayomim he suffik megereshes. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen later. If he will die, if he won't die. So she is a suffocatious each. Im meis megureshes mitchila, if he will die in the Muhammad, so then she was megureshes mitchila. Vi loy meis loy nisgarsha. So she's a suffocatious each. Rashi somehow says in the drosha of Rove, it's mevuah that a suffocatious each is better than what they were doing. Let us see Taisvis. Noyach loy laodom sheyovoy al sofik eishes ish. Noket hochi, mishum de basheva al sofik eishes ish havi. Peirish bekontris. Mishum de chol ayoitzi le mulchemes beis dovid koisev get le ishtoi. Hamanash sheim yomos yigar shena. Vloy tizokek le yovom. Vchol oysan hayomim yisofik megareshes. The koshel Rabbeinu Tam, the imkain einze kol hayoytze. So if that is pshat, how could you say kol hayoytze? Aladavke sheeshlam. If the whole purpose of the get was to prevent that she should not be zokuk liyavam, so only those who did not have children and had achim wrote a get. If one of these two were not applicable, so he didn't write a get. What's that kol hayoytze melchemes beis David? Dimkein ein kol hayoytze ladavke sheshlam achim vein lehem bonim. So that's one kasha. Miu bekuntres, and this one's a fan for Rashi, lav davke noket yovam, elo sheloytis agen. The purpose of the get, that's one of the problems that can come out, by going out to Muhammad. Maybe we should be zokek liyavam. But there's other problems. Maybe we won't be able to be mevara if he died or not. There won't be edim that he died. So memele should be an agune. So really Rashi means, so in order to avoid that she should be an aguna, so that's why they wrote a get. Now, Kan Shayla Ben, so how did they accomplish this? So the Mephoshim say that there was a difference in Ayin to get. Ayin to get was as follows. And if he comes back right after the Milchome, so she's not Geget. And if he won't come back right after the Milchome, then she is Geget. So Mamele, so the Chash Igon fell off because the whole Igon is maybe he won't come back and we won't know if he's alive or dead. So that Kufa was the Tanai. The Tanai was that if he won't come back right away, she's Geget. So Mamele that took off the Chash Igon. Another kasha. The Omar b'Mesechta Shabbos Koloima David Choto Einei Alatoya. Whoever says that was a Choto Einei Alatoya. Amai. V'Choso Uriah Min Amulchome. The whole Tanai was that if he doesn't return, she's Giget. That's the Yisai that night. He didn't return. The Tanai of the get was, if he won't come back by the end of the Mulchama, then she's get from now. So Lamais at the end of the Mulchama, he was killed, Dorias, he didn't come back. Void caution. The Sanya Bepeg Misha Ochsai Mahi Ba'isan Hayomech. So Tais understood this is speaking about if he gives her a get in Yomus. Rabbi Yuda Ima Arei Keshis Ish Lachol Dvorel. Rabbi Yasi Ima Megoreshes Ve'ena Megoreshes. So it seems till he dies, Mahi Ba'isan Ayomim, Rabbi Yossi says she's Avadi Yeshisish. Rabbi Yudah says she's Avadi Yeshisish. Rabbi Yossi Oima, she's a Sofik Yeshisish. Ba'afilu le Rabbi Yossi Chota David, Deinem Gereshis Vadai. So how could the Gemara say in Masechta Shabbos, Kol mi she'omar, she'David Chota Eina Latoyeh, because they wrote a get, but the Gemara says, Klom Bob Metzia, that about till he died, she's Avadi Eshesish or Sofik Eshesish. So the Zichar Achet. The Chitema, the Hosam Beloy Oma Ma'arshav. That Gemara, what Tosfos is bringing there, Rabbi Yehuda says she's Avadi Eshesish. It's not speaking about that a person gave his wife a get, ma'achshav im meisi. Ma'achshav im meisi, if he dies later, it's a kamsari goli muslim ma'achshay that she was mugereshes. It's no machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yasi. Now that Gemara is speaking about the hosam b'loyam ma'achshav. The muki lo b'gemara, the Gemara says b'feirish over there, Ba'ayma me'esh sha'ani ba'aylam. Kloima sho'achas koidem misosi. That the Gemara in Gittin is speaking about, he said, let's say an hour before the Misa, the get should be chal. He said, me'esh sha'ani ba'aylam. So Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breire. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breire, so I can make a get, that should be chal in Azman that will become Nisbara later. That means he's saying that the get should be chal an hour before the Misa. When is this hour before the Misa? So we'll find out if later he'll die 10 o'clock, so the get was destined to be chal 9 o'clock. So this is totally in Breir. That means I'm making a chalois, which now is not mevura. The Yasidis will be mevara, the Zman HaChalois. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breire. So Mamele, so the get is chal, if he dies 10 o'clock, the get is chal 9 o'clock, but till 9 o'clock, she's an Eshesi, she's no Sofik whatsoever. That's Meishani Boilam. Rav Yossi holds ein breire, so I can't say it was nisbara later that she was geget from 9 o'clock, because I don't say that. See, this can be mevara when it was chal, could be it was chal now. So I don't know when the get was chal. That's the taich ein breire. I can't say that the siddis is mevara when the chal is. So that's why Rav Yossi calls her a suffocationish. But that is nothing to do with our sugya. That Gemara is speaking about, he said, Ma'esha ni boilam. Ma'esha ni boilam is machlokes Rav Yudin Rav Yossi. But our sugya is speaking about, he said, Ma'achshav. Mumachem is based over the Kaisim Mehayoin. So Taisu says, no, you can't say that. Oktoni behedye betesefte Mehayoin imesi. Ayomim shebentayim Rabbi Yehuda Omer hikeshes ish. The Baraisa says, kol afilu mehayoyim Rabbi Yehuda holds she's an eshes ish. So then we have a problem. So how can we say that David was loichoto? V'hoda oma b'gemara b'oima me'esh ani b'oilam. Either Gemara says, the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is speaking about when he said, Ma'esh ani ba'olam, Taisus brought it to Sefke, that afilu he said, Ma'yemi me'esi, it's also the same thing. The Forish, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hananu, the Pirushai, Nase ka'ima me'esh shohu ba'olam. That when a person says, Ma'yemi me'esi, he means, Ma'esh ani ba'olam. Mishum kivin to Omar imesi, miskavon l'rachik ha-gerishin. K'may sheyuchal, he doesn't want the gerishin to be chal right away. Ve'ni roche shetizkarish ha-tzomach l'misose. V'odakom ha-mahayoyim lahari, shuroitze, sheichaylu gerishin mechayim. But our koponim, so Toisvus learns pshat, in the sugya, there's two Mishnayos, and the previous Mishnah is speaking about Mahayoyim, and it seems Mahi Ba'isan Yom was going on this case of Mahayoyim. So Taisvah says that the is going back on the case of Mahayoyim, and Mahayoyim is equivalent to Ma'esh Shani Ba'ilam, and Ma'esh Shani Ba'ilam is Machlukes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, she's a Vadi Eshesish, till an hour before the Miso, or a Sofik Eshesish. Sal Kaponim, so we can't say, the way Rashi said, that he gave her again Mayemi Macy, because Mayemi Macy, he's Icha was a Chayte. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam learns, not like Rashi. That what the Gemara says, Kol Ayotze L'Melchemes Beis David Kaisav Get Le'ishtoi is not the way Rashi said he wrote a get on it tonight. The Mefarsh Ben Etam to M'Melchemes Beis David Hoyu Megarishim Legamri B'Loishim tonight. They were Megarish without any tonight. They gave her a get right away. Elo Hoyu Oisin Hadovo B'Tzinim. But the Gerishim was Betzina, Kidei Shali Yekoivtsin, only Shaisayim, Lunoisa. So that means she was Avadai Grushet, but they called it a suffocatious ish because people were unaware of the Gerishim. That's what's called a suffocatious ish. A Tachkol, a suffocatious ish. Why does the Gemara start with Noich Lelodom Rabbi Yechanan's memory was Noich Lelodom Sheyove Yosofik Eishesish when the Maskon is that Afilu Alvadei Eishesish it's Noich Lelodom.
The
Now David HaMelech was moisif on their avle, afilu and the oisig ben the goyim ben the holois, they asked me the shayla, David habo alei shishish misosi b'meh. So what's the v'loyoy? Kloima, loimi boy b'sho shehim b'taylem. They're not learning. No. They asked, we said, I'm on a chepa with me, so my mele, that's also a novel. Ala filu asukim bahalochis chamures, et oisik bahalochis chamures, the gam ein in yonam leishasish. So now, so how does this question come up over here? And you oisik in the doim bahalochis. So that was avafal pikein. They were oiking themselves from, Negoyim by Hollis, Abi to be Mitzayami. Yes, for him, the Galsi Bisho Shahiskim, Baba Mrs. Bezda. So then it makes a little bit more sense. The question was then more relevant, and they said, Aboy Shishish Misosai Pemet. Look to Gemara weiter. Mazutre Omar, Mazutre Bartuvia Omar Rav, Omrilo Omar Rav Hune Bar Bisna Omar Abshimen Chasida, Omrilo Omar Rav Yechinen Mishum Abshimen Ben Yechoi, Noichloi Lo Odom, Sheyapel Atzmoi, Lekivshen Ha'esh, Al Yalbin Pnei Chaveroi Barab. That it's better that one should be Maisa Nefesh himself, in order not to bring about Albonas Ponim. And from Rabbeinu Yoine and Taisus and Saita would seem that this is from the Averis that is Adin Yehorig Bar Yaver. Here Adin Yehorig Afilo Yehorig Es Atzmoy. The normal Yehorig Bar Yaver means that he lets himself get killed. Neich Lalodom Sheyapil Atzmei Lekivshon Heish, even though the case of Tomo was not Yapil Atzmei, this was that they were throwing her into a fire. Vayalbim Pnei Chaveroi Baram. Rabbeinu Yehine says that this is an Avak Retziche, and this is Nichlal, and that what Chazal say, that Retziche is from the Sholosh Averis, is the Din Yehorg Vayalbim. Minolon mitomo. Receive he mutseis bisholcha el chamel. She did not want to say who the chesemis, who she was nisaba from. Bisholcha el chamel. Whatever he's going to say, that'll be. But she will not say that she was nisaba from him. Zuktais was to receive he mutseis beloy aleph. K'moi v'yatzes eish b'tziyin. That means a lotion of kindling. Sh'oisa k'oivu l'eish k'var. L'eishol k'loi ela b'remez. Im l'hoi amoide, l'hoise b'far samosai. And it's mamish moiridik that we have to understand that samoiridik edivrei David, he wants to say that the Emerson, the whole din of Sreifus Baskoyin, is Davke, if she's a Arusa, she's married. But here, she wasn't married. She was, in the worst case, she was a Shemeres Yovam. A Shemeres Yovam, there's no Chiev Sreife. So it was Tamazay Pshat in Yehuda. So, Yehuda, he says that Yehuda was Bezdin is makin the Hergin Shalomin Adin. That means even though the Iker Adin, she's not Chayiv Misa, but Yehuda wanted to Shalomin Adin to show the Chaymer Advorim to kill her. That means he was killing her Shalom in Adin. and Machal Pikein, she would not be Mevazeh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chanine Bereide Rabidi, Maider Siv Leisainu Ish Es Amisoi, which is the Pasuk that's speaking about Einoah's Dvorim, Am She Itcho Betoire Uve Mitzvahis, Altener, Davke Fiz Elech, Amisoi, Sarashi says, Amisoi Am Itoi, that he's together with you, that is a Shem Teira Mitzvah. The love is only applicable by such a Yid. Omar Rav Lo'ilam Ye'odam Zoyer Beinos Ishtai. A person should be very careful not to be Mitzayer his wife. Shemitoich Shedimosa Mitzuyo Einosa Kreiva. Since she's very sensitive, Dimosa Mitzuyo. So it's she's very susceptible to become Nisana. Oma Rabbeloza Miyoim Shenecha Beis Hamikdosh Ninalu Sharei Tvila. After the Chuban Abayis, the Sharei Tvila are Ninal, they're locked. Shenema Gam Ki Ezak Ba'asha Veya Sosam Tvilosi. So Sosam is a loss from Stime. Af al pi she sharei tefila ninalu, sharei demois loy ninalu. Shenema shima tefilosi Hashem, vishavosi hazino, al dimosi al techash. Zot Rashi, oinoso kroivo, oinos ishtoi, oinos Devorim Letzaro. Oinosa Kroivo. Tersha Dimosa Mitsuya. Oinosa Kroivo. Sarashi says, Kroivo Lovoi Puranus Oinosa. Memaher Lovoi. That means that the Puranius of the Oino will come quickly. Shima Svilosi. So Rashi is going to differentiate between Shimo and Altechosh. Shimo tvilosi ein l'shano yisai miloshen bakosha. One should not say this is not a loshen bakosha. That means it is a loshen bakosha. Shemavakesh mi eis hakadosh baruch hu sheyishma tvilosi. That's a type Shimo tvilosi. Avol Altechosh. Yesh l'shanoisei miloshen bakosha. You should not say it is a loshen bakosha. Please, altechas. V'loimal bozu ani b'teyach. She'ein darkecho lishtoik v'loi lahachish. That means that altechas is not a bakosha. Altechas is a statement. I know that you will not be quiet. Al techash, al tase, al titein, mishamshin loshen bakoshe, mishamshin loshen osit, koin al yitein lamoid, ale loshen bakoshe, vye me yake vloisiten emume, loshen osit, don't give me. So here al techash is a statement. That means Shimos Abakosh, but this is a statement that Al Dimosi Al Techash, that's the Koyach of the Mois. Taisu says, Al Dimosi Al Techash, Eini Oima Shma El Bichi. You should listen to my Bichi. Oire Dimosi, El Al Techash, Kleima Batuachani Shalei Techash, Ishari de Mois Loi Ninalu. So Al Techash is a statement, not a request. I think Losh Nais means to change. Yeah. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Ba Oma Rav Kolohilach Batas Ishtoi Naitul Begehenim. Shenema rak loyhoyo ka'achov. And what does, what's the Rashi? Lo rak loyhoyo ka'achov. Seifa dekro, asher heisato oisoi izebol ishtoi. So we attribute the actions of Achov because he was convinced by Izebel, he was hoilech batzas ishto. Oma leira popa la baye, for omri inchi, so it seems that you should not go after atzas ishtocho. Oma leira popa la baye, for omri inchi, itzoch gutzo, if you have a short wife, gochin, you should bend down, v'tilcheshlo, and you should ask her an eitzer, whisper in her ear that you want, she should tell you an eitzer. Loikashe, ho bemili da alme, ho bemili de beisa. That mili da alme, you shouldn't listen to her. Mili de beisa, you should listen to her. Lishna achina, ho bemili de shamaya, you should not listen to her. You should listen to her. Let us see Rashi. We'll elaborate a little on this Gemara. Itztecha gutzo, itztecha ktane, kpoif, atzmacha, ushma, dvoreho. So, the tilchish law means you should whisper to her. So the Ben Yoda says, you'll whisper to her, and she'll answer you also with a whisper. You ask her, what does she say? What does she feel? And you should ask her for an eitzin, and she'll whisper back to you her opinion. There's a beautiful word from the Ben Yoda. Itzach gutzo, if your wife is short. So what is the title? The wife is short. Itzach gutzo. So the Ben Yoda says that in the ish there's a yud, in the isha there's a hey. So an isha is a half of a man. That means he has a yud, and she has a hey. A hey is half of a yud. So if she's half of you, that means she doesn't feel that she's shavelach, then you should ask her an eitzah. But if she feels that she's equivalent to you, then don't ask her any eitzahs. And he says, Amira de Kebir, the Mephoshim ask, there's two psukim. One pasuk says, Moitzei mar mimobes es ho'isha. The other pasuk says, Motza isha, motza toiv. So he says, Amir Likazach, might say, Mami Moves es ho'isha. Ho'isha tu heis. That means she feels she's like the ish, but she's hey and hey a yud. So that's Mami Moves. Motza isha, she's only an isha, she's half of the ish, motza toit. And that is pshat al tal besicha im ha'isha. That don't, if she's ha'isha, she feels that she's equivalent to you, al tal besicha im ha'isha. Now we have here two lishonos in the Gemara. That b'mili da'alma, if he should ask her eitzer, the Ein Eliyo wants to say that it matters if she's neisenes, neiseis v'neisenes, if she herself does business. So then she's a business lady, then b'mili da'alma, you should also ask her, because she's acquainted in that. But if she doesn't do business, then only mili de'beisa. The Meiri says, Immediately the base is shekol she'odam oise b'nichse base. The Rebbe, it's about the yonim, about the house. U'mezoynos bondo v'bnoisot. U'bemalt u'sheyem yelech behem acher atzas ishtoi. When it comes to all these in yonim, shemitoich kach shalom motzui b'soich base. That is the profit we will get. If in Mili the Besa, he listens to her aids and suggestions, that will bring about Shalom Bites. Yeah. Omar Avchizde, Kol Hasha'orim Nin Olim Chutz Misharei Aino. Shenema, Kine Hashem Nitzob Al Chaymas Anoch, Ubiyodoi Anoch. That so the Rif says al chaimus anoch chaimo asa al inyan oinoas dvorim. Anoch is going on oinoas dvorim and chaimus aloshen of chaimo. Hine Hashem nitzav al chaimo al chaimus anoch the chaimo that comes from oinoas dvorim. Ubiyodai anoch, that means the Rabbi Yishlom himself is punishes for inyan anoch. Omar Abalosa, Hakol Nifra, Bidei Shliach, Chutz Meyeino, Shnem Uviyodoi Anos. Omar Ababo, Gimel Eina Pargoid Ninal Bifneyem. There are three things that the Pargoid, we'll see in Rashi, is Eina Pargoid Ninal Bifneyem, Eino Vigesel Vavidusor. Eino Dersiv, Uviyodoi Anos. That's the hands of the Rebbe Nishlolam. Gezel, Dersiv, Chomos, Rishoyd, Ishmabo, Alponai, Tomit. That's also in Avodah Zarah, Dersiv, Homa, Machisim, Eisi, Alponai, Tomit. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Hako de Shliach, none of the from before. Kol Hashorim shall tfile ninalu chutz mishari eino. Atzoye kal eino stvorim eina shar ninal befono. Hakoil aide shliach nefroim al kol averes aide shliach. Biyodoi leimoscho le shliach. Pargoid mechitze shebein shchine le tzpo morim. Is a mechitze shebein shchine le tzpo morim. Einoi nina lahafsik riyosom min hamokim, ala mitomid roya oisom ad she yifrav. It's my chabuz, Rabbi Yehuda Kentel wanted to shtel zu, the Tema Dvoire says pshat, in yichboish avoynoi seinu, so the Tema Dvoire says, ha avoynoi eilehem kniso shom, the avoinis do not enter lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela koiv sham shelo yichnesu, kidersiv lo yegulcha ro, lo yago bimegulcha ro. Im kein ein ha avoin nichnas penima. Heises in this posik, yich poish avoinisainu, it tells us that the avoinis do not come directly in front of the rabbinic law. And that is pshat and Rashi, that the palgud is mafsik, there's a hefsik, between the oven and the rabbinic law. Mechitze shebein shchina letzvo morim, that means it doesn't go lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's yichbei shavoinisainu. But by these three things, einoi nina lahafsik riyosa min amokim, ala tomid royoisa mat she yifratul, Rabbein Shom will punish. B'yodai anoch mashme she tomid etzloi u mishamish bo. Alponai lefonai v'mechitze beinoi lebein avere, there's nothing that's mafsik. Zok te gemore weiter, Omar Rav Yehuda Lo'ilom Ye'odom Zoyer Betvue B'soich Beiso. That means this is an essential basic that is very important to have, that there should be food in the house. She'ein Meriva Metzuye B'soich Beiso Shal Odom Ela Le'iski Tvue. The machloikis comes about if there is not enough to eat. Shenema hasom gebulech sholoim chelef chitim yasbiech. That there's sholoim if there's tzviya of chitim. Omar Rav Pope heine da omri inchi kemishlim sari mikado. And there's no more seirim left in the cab. Nakish ba'osi tigra bebeisto. So the two lishainas in Rashi. So Rashi, emesai gevuche sholem, shechelev chitim yazbiach ha-kodish bo. Mikado kad shenoisnim boi seirim. Nakish va'osi tigra. So that when there's no more seirim in the kad, what does nakish mean? Nakish va'osi tigra. Hatigor means the machlokes mikashkesh ubo. So it starts coming. So nakish is going on the tigra. The machlokes starts grumbling and coming. Vanisha mati. Hakad mekashkesh. The kad is mekashkesh. Kederech kli reikom shenishma keil habore, shenishma keil habore, shemekashkeshin olot. So I think Rashi means when you bang on the kad, so if the kad is full, so there's a dull sound, you won't hear a keil habore from the kad. But when it's empty-ish, I think, according to the second lotion, doesn't have to be completely empty. When you can hear already that there's some hollowness in the kad, then you can know that the machlekes is about to come. Oma Rav Chinino Bar Pope Lo'ilom Ye'odom Zoyer Betvua B'soich Beisoy. Shloi Niklu Yisrael Dalim Ella al iskei tvue. Klaisos called dalim al iskei tvue. Shenema hoyo mzera Yisrael. See, they planted. Vayachnu aleim. See, vayidal Yisrael mo'id mipnei midyon. So the lotion dal is when there was a dalis of food. Omar Rav Chelboi Lo'ilom Ye'odom Zoyer B'Kvoid Ishtoi. She'im Brocho Mitzuya B'Soich Beisei Shel Odom Elo B'Shvil Ishtoi. She'nemar Ula Avrom Heitiv Ba'Avuro. So the Ein Elio wants to say Pshat. Poshe Pshat is Avram Heitiv Bavura is going on Paroi. That Paroi was made of Avram Bavura. So he says, Chazal had a diik. It says, Vayhi Loitzein Uvoko. So why does it say, Vayhi Loit? It says, Vayhi Ten Loit. If it's speaking about Paroi, not Vayhi Loit. So therefore it said, that's why Chazal darshaned that the Heitiv is going on the Rebbeinu Shalom. That the Rebbeinu Shalom was Meitiv to Avram, Heitiv Ba'avura, because, and that's why Yehiloi, he came through Paroi. But the Sibba was because the Rebbeinu Shalom was Meitiv to Avram, And that's how Chazal darshaned is from the Vayehi, and doesn't say Vayite. Vahaynu damu l'rov l'vnei mechuze, eikiru l'in shaychu, you should be mechabed your wives, ki heicha ditis atru, that you should become wealthy. Because that's the sibah of broche, that through that, that one is mechabed his wife, that's the source of bracha. Zekrashi, Vayidal Yisrael el mina ksi vayitnu aleihem, vayachnu aleihem, vayashchisu es yabul haoret. Vayikiru nishaychu, kibdu nishay seichem. Mechuzza ir shoho yarobe dor besoicho, kach shemo. Nan hosam, chotchoi chuyois, Nosan Chil Ben Chulya Lechulya Rabbi Lezer Metayer Bachachomim Betamin. Let us see, there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos what the case is. So Rashi Chotchai Chulyas Tano Chaosi Chulyas Metzarfai Bekivshon Kederech Klicheres. That means he had a Tano. Tano was shaped like a kedeira, and he had chuyos slices of cheres. Each one was less than 4 tvachim. Each one did not have a shira v'tano. Va'achakach tzirei ha'chuyos, and then he attached these chuyos v'nosan chuyol ben chuyo l'chuyo. Now, the Mikdash David, Zayv Kuntres Atar, Mikdash David, Kuntres Minyonei Tare, Afreishnum Gimel, Medal of Afreishnum Gimel Amad Beis, explained Shitas Rashi as follows. You had slices, these are chulyos, which were less than valid for him, and they were made out of Adomo, and after it's made out of Adomo, your Mitzar of them bekivshon, they have a din of a Kli Cheres. A Kli Adomo that is Nitzraf, a Kli Adomo is not Mekabel to me. After you put it into a Kivshon, it gets a Shem Cheres, and it has a din of Tumas Kli Cheres. Now he had these slices of cheres. And then he was metzarev the chuyos. He attached the chuyos. The nosan chuyol ben chuyol lechuyol. Now this chuyol, the Midrash Tavid explains, was a tit. This was a tit made out of chol. And there's two types of tit. There's a tit hayoitzrim, and there's a tit that's made out of chol. Tit hayoitzrim, shitas rashi is, that this has a shame kli cheres afilo never was bekivshon. That it was nisyavish bechamer also is a din of a kli cheres. That's why here it says it was a tit made out of chol. So he had these slices of a tano, and between one slice and the other, he put a tit made out of chol, which doesn't have a din of cheres, because this was not put again into a kivshon. And this attached the chulyas. This attached the chulyas. Is Rabbi Lezer Metaya? Rabbi Lezer is Metaya She'ein ze kli cheres Ela binyin Ke'ein kli glolim Uchli adome she'ein mekablin tumis. Rabbi Lezer said that even though the chulyas are made out of cheres, but since the kiyumatano, you have 4 chulyas over here, it won't hold together because they're 4 separate chuyas. What is holding it together? This tit that's made out of chol, from chol. This tit is a din of kli adoma. So since the whole kiyum atano comes through this tit, so it's called a kli adoma or kli glon, that's not mekabel tumah. Even though roiv is cheres, But the Tano is Hayudei Kli Adom. V'chachomim mitamim, the Ozli Bosa Chuyais. Because they look at it good, it's attached with the tit made out of choyl, but roiv of the Tano is cheres. So they gave it a din form of a kli cheres. Sha'ar tanurim shalem were not made out of chulyas, or yasuim kekneiris, doilis, or piv lemailo, v'tzoyref v'kivshon, and you put it in a kivshon, kishar kneiris, metal tanim. Aloshoi meshivoi, al-ha'oretz, ayaladaf, amadbik, estreles, atit, soviv, al-kuloi, la'soi, se'ov. After they had this kideira, they put insulation of tit around it, la'soi, se'ov, she'yikloi, v'yachzik, eschoimoi, that the heat in the tano should remain. Now let us just see Taisvis. Chotchai chuyas v'noslan chayu ben chuyas v'chuyas. Taisvis learns a different shot than Rashi and Yatsi. Taisvis learns like this. This chayu is not a tit. This chayu is a dry sand. So Taisvis is like this. Im loy hoya chayu ben tayim. If there wouldn't be any chayu, Hayamayde Rabbi Elezer the Kli Choshevu, the Shahatvele Saviv Latama, Taki Yed, let's say 4 chulyas, but it was geschmiert with a coating of tit, Mechaberes Achulyas, Umamidos and Zuetzuzu, and this attaches it. So Memele, this attaches the chuyas, the tefele that is holding, that is surrounding the chuyas. Umishum dinosan chil bintayim lahafrida chuyas imizu. But he put chil, that means even though the tefele is mechabered, but the chil bintayim is mafrid, the taira beleza. Pochis namam eseches kelim, something similar. Chotche le roch by pochis, pochis now betlochim. Toi. Mochai betit, he smeared it with it. Tomei mishizakenu lefes by sufkonim. As soon as he heated it up, afilu, it wasn't the kipshon, but it was heated up lefes by sufkonim. So this heat will make that the tfeile will now hold together the chulyas, and it's yes, it did come. Hirchik as a tfeile v'nosan chul eitzroer bentayim. But what is if the tfeile is not flush against the chulyas? He made a barrier of chul, dry chul, between the tfeile and the chulyas. Is Amrua Nida Vatoira Oifes Boivu Toyo. And he heard them in the Tzreir Shu Yobe. So Taisus is Chelik and Rashi. We're speaking about dry Chel. And the purpose of the Chel is to create a barrier. So if you have a barrier between the Tfeil and the Chulyas, everyone holds that it's Toyo. Here, between the Tfeil and the Chulyas, there's not a barrier. But between each chuyah there's a barrier. So that is the machloikis, Rabbi Elezer, and the chachamim. If we say that you look at the Rabbi Elezer's whole, since it's dry, chel ben tayim, so that counteracts the chibur of the tveiler, and the chachamim hold that the chibur of the tveiler is sufficient to give it a din tamah.